Are pests destroying your garden? Maybe you should just move. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Biologists know there are more species of everything near the lush equator, which means lots of plants and animals to eat them, like hungry caterpillars. So how do the tropics stay so green? Enter Tomas Roslin from the University of Helsinki. He and his team of scientists, representing 21 countries, wondered, are caterpillars near the equator at greater risk of being attacked by predators? To find out, they glued fake caterpillars onto plants across 6 continents. Whenever a critter bit the clay caterpillar, it left a mark. Counting the marks revealed how often a real caterpillar would have been attacked. They found that there is a lot more predation at the equator than near the poles. Caterpillars are 8 times more likely to be attacked at the equator than in Greenland. Great news for plants. So, who's eating the caterpillars? Birds? Mammals? Neither. The imprints revealed that arthropods, like ants and spiders, were the most voracious caterpillar killers. It's pest control that's all natural. Ew.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.